Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy and a delight of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. This is Shekinah, an encounter with God's love, power, and wisdom. And you're about to listen to Apostle Philip Cephas of Shekinah Network International. Stay tuned, because your life will be transformed by the words that you will hear.
Mankind is too weak to comprehend who God is. There has never been a technology designed sufficiently enough to enable a man, a mortal man, to understand who his creator is. It's like a phone trying to understand who created it. The best it can do is to Google. And the information you find in Google is put by man. But there are some information that are not available because they are not made available. If God chooses not to make himself available, no man can see him. The Bible says God dwells in a realm all by himself, and no man can approach him, because no man see God and live. It's not because mankind do not desire to see God, but it's because they don't sustain the capacity to be able to see God. The presence of God that make alive can kill. When you approach God, you must understand you are dealing with hallowed things. Men of old understand that. And before they enter into the temple of God, they purge and purify themselves. Peradventure, there is something in them that may not be in alignment. Because when you come before God, God is a being that is aligned. And anybody that is not aligned is not captured within the radar. And that is why there's a frequency where God broadcasts. If you don't remain aligned to that frequency, you may never hear God till you die. The reason why we come before the presence of God and we are careful and conscious enough to cry for him to help us is because he came yesterday does not mean he's coming today. You may be so shocked that the God you knew yesterday is no longer with you today, because God is not a respecter of persons. The man everybody hates may be the man that has genuine intimacy with God, and the man everybody celebrated may be the one that God rejected. Why? Because he doesn't have a place with God. In the days God approved of men, men must be conscious enough to understand that the approval of men may not be the approval of God. But that God approved of you yesterday does not mean he's approving of you today. Everyone that walks with God understands the need for him to be conscious, to be aligned with God. I don't care whether you used to be on fire for God. Are you on fire for God now? It doesn't matter whether you are ordained a bishop. What is the ordination speaking in your life right now? You can be up today, you are down tomorrow. No man remain up forever. No. Everything that go up must come down. It's the same way. Spiritual growth is irreversible. Only physical growth is not reversible. You can never become 2-year-old again. You can never become 3-year-old again. But in the realm of the spirit, a man that is 40 years can become 1 year. In fact, he can become 12 months. He can become 2 months. He can become 1 day. Some have even entered decadence. Paul speaking. He said, anytime you approach before God, you must understand that your heart must be right. And you must ensure that you don't become like the foolish Galatians, who have begun in the spirit and now they are ending in the flesh. Let me tell you the reason why men end in the flesh is because they become familiar with the things of the spirit. Men that do business with God in deeper waters are never familiar with God. It's only carnal men that have not seen every potency of the dimensions of God, and they look upon God. And anytime you come before the presence of God, you come as a big man. I was here, I was crying. I was asking God, what will I say? Because sometimes when you know too much, it becomes a challenge. The problem is not anything I will say. I need to be able to trust God to hijack my communication, to grant unto me utterance that everything I will say can bless everybody here, including the 2-year-old. How do you think I will do that one? Because administration are sweet. To spirit administration. And if you cannot administer spirit and life unto people, you are wasting their time. So anytime you come into the presence of God, if you enter into the secret place, your cry is that, God, I'm here again. I know you're here with me yesterday, but I don't know whether you are here now. And sometimes you may wait in vain for long, and God is trying your heart to see whether you are familiar. It is to this intent that men say, I will not let you go until you bless me. See, let me tell you, when Paul was encountering God, his friends were there. Many people are there. God loves us all. But let me tell you, he encountered those that are desperate, hungry, seeking and searching. And it doesn't matter your title. If you are not hungry, there will be no need for you to be supplied. He said, is anyone thirsty? Let him come. They were done eating, but he was asking, are you still thirsty? I don't know about you, but my hunger cannot be satisfied. Sometimes I'm done listening to a message. I add another one again. There is sleep in my eye. I say, no, I need another one. I need another one. I'm done reading chapter 1. I say, let me go to chapter 2. Let me go to chapter 3. Do you love the things of God? Do you value it? Or is it too familiar to you? If it is God you are looking for, sometimes 2 verse per day will not do you. When you are done reading verse 1, verse 2, the Holy Ghost will take you to verse 3, verse 4, verse 5, verse 6. Before you know it, the chapter is finished. My friends, there is an urgency in the spirit. This race is not a sprint, it's a marathon. And anytime you want to do a marathon journey, you don't start so fast. Never. You go gradually. In fact, sometimes be moving like this. Let them take up. You know that the journey is far. And sometimes the men that begin, they don't really end. We were on campus, sir. So many of us gather. We say we have the burden to conquer the region. This one say he had this encounter. This one say he had this encounter. This one say, okay, no wahala. All of us had the encounter. We are not going to allow ourselves die like that. We gather together. We say, let's begin to pray 1 hour every day. Let God change the land. We read about men like John Knox. We read about men like A.S.R. Allen. We read about men like John G. Lake. We read the mighty things men did. And we say they have one life on the earth, and they live it as though they have 10. We must make our life count on earth. And all of us burn ourselves with an oath. We say we will not live, we will not die until we become living witness on the earth. When we gather, we began to pray. You will thought that just because your other friend had encounter and saw himself doing wonders for the kingdom will remain for so long. My brother, I realize that encounter is not enough. You need hunger. Because encounters are product of hunger and revelation. One encounter is not enough, my friends. You need multiple encounters. No wonder Paul went back to the wilderness of Arabia. What was he looking for? You will backslide if you are not hungry and thirsty for God. It's not something that you begin bad. No. Sometimes the higher you go, the more you need to spend time more with God. Because your consumption rate has just increased. A baby may be eating 1 spoon and will be okay. Some of us need to eat 13 spoons. When we gather, we began to pray. Every day, 1 hour. We say, oh God, men say, give them this land or they die. Give them this land or we too give us or we die. It was not up to 2 years, 3 years. I will lie to you. The first attack that came was relationship among all of us that had visions. So everybody, we neglected the goal where we gathered together. And this one begin to talk about marriage, which I know that in the next 5 years, none of us had that plan. Because the average of us does not even have the money to pay bride price. So when we are coming for prayers, the body we used to hold hands and come before praying, we were gisting. And we don't know that we are leaking out God. And all the hunger and the body, you can live here with a heavy body. As you go back there, you gist it out. Some of you will use season movie to water it down. And I thought it was only like that. Let me tell you, a time came, the moment we are supposed to come and pray, that's when the other guy and the other girl are planning to go to. There's a place we call Frizzla. Frizzla in Zaria, Abu Zaria, Frizzla. And sometimes they may be together in love garden and they forget that we had prayer to conquer the nation. And love has put them in an atmosphere that they are slaves. It was not long. Some of them left. The other ones came and said, Kai, wisdom is profitable to direct. We are here to pray. We are here in this school to read book. We are not here to pray. They said, our GP is going down. Let's leave this prayer small and go and focus on our book and increase our GP. They left the place of prayer. They opened themselves to an attack of the devil. The more they read, the more they did TDB, the more when they enter the exam hall, their head is blank. And we come out from the place of prayer, Kahua, Ekwa Balatoto. And sometimes my eyes is red in the exam hall, and I'm seeing like angels writing all the answers for me. And all the people that left to go to organize their GP, they were never the best. Neither were they the second. Today I don't know where they are. And you see, when God begins to do things with you, there is a season. That knocking will not remain forever. No. You see, this desire you are having for God will not last forever. If you don't fuel that hunger, fuel that passion, it will die down. Immediately when they left, I'm telling you the truth. I realize they are failures because they are distracted, not because they are praying. We pray only 1 or 2 hours in a day. What did they do with the other 22 hours? They were distracted. And even when they left that 2 hours prayer, they could not add up anything that will make them see success in the academies. And that was when I realized, as many people say they failed because they prayed, we say we succeed because we prayed. My friends, if something does not fuel your hunger, the devil will come and steal that vision, that dream you are having. You are not the first that used to have it, let me tell you. I thought I was the only one that God is showing me that we conquer region. I discovered we were so many that God gave that dream. And God was looking for who will last for long. Because God was looking for a man. He was looking for a witness that can stand the test of time. My friends, you are going to be tried. You are going to be tested. And it doesn't matter how it is, temptation will be natural in your life. If you don't overcome these things, you may never have a voice in time. A voice in time is a living witness. And if your voice cannot be heard in time, it meant that you never live on the earth at all. If you live and die and your voice is not registered here, it means that you never live. God will have to send somebody with your name again to come and represent. That was why John the Baptist asked, are you the one who is to come, or should we expect another? Because in the archives, it looks as though you do not exist at all. Check all through scripture from Genesis to Revelation. It's not everybody's name that is mentioned. People live it on the earth. Millions, if not billions of people live. The only people's name that were mentioned in the archives are men that walk with God and had impact in this life. This world that you see is full of too many people. In fact, the whole of Nasarawa State is full of so many people. Your name is among too many names. You may never be remembered if you die. Nobody will care if you perish. But by the time you are able to become a voice, in the days of your rising, in the days of your lifting, even if you go down, the whole nation will shake. There are too many people on this earth to remember you. If you must be remembered, you must become a witness. Only witnesses are remembered. Even in the days of their dying, they still speak. Because today, the blood of the martyr is the seed of the gospel. They didn't just die like that. No! Jesus Christ died. Yet again, you and I have become progenitors. It was not long enough. The few of us that remain, the other one say, Kai, Baba, you cannot remain broke forever now. No money, no money. Say, let's leave this prayer. Let's go and do some business. And they gather money from here, gather money from here, gather this one, capital. When they went with capital, capital went. And the frustration entered. They went and collected loan again. My brother, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. Then all other things will be added to you. God can never trust you with anything if you don't seek him. That's the truth. And the people that felt that their life is not important until they had money, they left the place of prayer and they went in pursuit of money. Till today we have not seen them. What I'm trying to let you understand is that a wind will see blow again. Because we are too much. We are too much. Some people need to be quarantined. Others need to be separated. There's a separation that needs to happen. Because somehow we are too many. Everybody is on fire. Everybody is a prophet. Everybody is an evangelist. Everybody is an apostle. We need some heavy persecution. We need the genuine ones. And the only way we can be able to have the true ones is if something must happen to test our level of alignment to God. Let the devil come to kill. Let those that don't know the Lord their God, let them fall. Let the few that know God, so that men cannot boast again. There are too many talkers, few witness. And until God raised for us witness in our land, we will live and die, and God will never be represented. It's the same question I need to ask you. Are you the one who is to come? Or should we expect another? Because you may be here and you are not really interested to make impact. At the tail end, among so many of us that have so many tremendous encounters, we are not up to 5 that are surviving now. And these were papas, mamas on campus. They were people that had 20 protocol. Some of them were my mentors. They mentor us. Some of them, we learned prayer from them. Some of them taught us scripture. I used to sow seed in their life. Help me. I realized that somebody can take you here. And he will begin to go down. You will begin to go up. In this journey, you will determine how far you want to go. And sometimes the way to the top is actually downward. Any building that does not have a strong foundation can never go high. There's a limit to which it will go. Terrible times are coming. Terrible times are coming. A wind is going to blow. That wind is going to separate us. Many people you see that are making mouth now, they may not have a voice again. Some of them may be your papa and your mama. They will not be remembered. Ask yourself the question. How many papas and mamas on campus end up becoming anything in God? All the people that carry big title on campus ministry, how many of them end up becoming anything? Many of them, when they were done, they used their title of papa and mama to get a better job in the society. And with heavy carnality, they continue to live their life. Many backsliders today, if you ask them, they will tell you, I was the NCCF papa. I was the prayer coordinator. I was the president. I was the vice president. But the only thing they had was those titles. They were not witness enough. They could not testify of Jesus. Let your prayer coordinator not stop after campus. If it stop, then you are wasted. And let it not be that because they give you prayer coordinator, you no longer have a relationship with God. They are planning to kill you. I'm not joking. Let it not be that because they ordain you a pastor, an apostle, a deacon, now Jesus is far from you. You better drop that thing and come closer to Jesus. Because on the tail end, nobody will remember your title. He said he called us that we may become his witness. You have to be men and women that have no ambition of yourself. Your desire has to be to represent Jesus. Wherever you find yourself, and it doesn't matter how many billion go into your account, let it not change your conviction. No. Many of you today, if God bless you with a certain amount of money, nobody can talk to you again. Dr. Paul Enetche said, some of you here, you raise your shoulder that you have 5 million naira. There are people that have $5 billion. And yet again, they are putting normal shirt. And they are walking as if they are not really existing. You want to see 100,000 in your account now. You want to do shaggy. You want to do big boy, do big girl. You don't understand the way of the kingdom. And this is the reason why you will not last long. Because there is nothing that does not have God that ever lasted. Nothing. Check again. I'm just angry in my spirit. I don't even know whether I can do the teaching I intend to do. I don't really know. The living witness. See, there are few pastors that speak for Jesus in today. There are only few ministers that are truly living witness in keeping to kingdom business. Only few. Because a living witness die more for God to live more. He said that I may decrease, that he may increase. We are not called to blow. I'm very serious. See, when God was shooting you from eternity to time, his intention was not for you to be popular. You must understand this. Everyone that you see today that is popular in this kingdom is not because he do anything apart from spending time with God, fulfilling purpose, administering God. That's all what we do. If you have any ambition to glorify yourself, God will leave you the way you are until you die. And peradventure, if a door open that is not of God, you may die faster. One of the desires of God is that all of us become living witnesses. Living witnesses. That we can be able to represent a God that is alive, not a God that is dead. I don't know how many people will tell you that God used to do this before, used to do that before. But right now, God is no longer alive. They talk the stories of Bible and they cannot live the reality of scriptures. Why? The scripture is dead in the hand of somebody that is dead in the spirit. The scripture is alive in the hands and in the life of someone that is alive in the spirit. The only thing that can keep your spirit alive is when you have a hunger that cannot be satisfied. And the desire of God is that you and I represent him. Let's look at some scripture. Please let me appreciate everyone, my mom, my dad, my friends. Time is gone. Let me see if I can cast some burden in 2 minutes. Then we pray. Deuteronomy 17:6. You see, at the mouth of two witnesses or three witnesses shall he that is worthy of death be put to death. By the mouth of one witness he shall not be put to death. Say one witness, Deuteronomy 19:15 now. Say one witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity or for any sin. Is any in any sin that is sinned at the mouth of two or at the mouth of three witness shall the matter be established. The issue of witness is a serious issue. The reason why you are alive today is because someone is bearing witness that you should be alive. The reason why you are even a Christian today is because someone sits in a capacity to bear witness that you should live. Jesus Christ came to testify that you and I are worthy of the mercy of God, of the forgiveness of God. We are worthy of the redemption of God. He came as a living witness to give expression to who God is. But that is not enough. He also shows the pattern of how to become also living witness. If everything that God did to Jesus Christ ended up with him, then me and you are of all men most miserable. Because Jesus Christ may be on the earth right now, but he is as a spirit on the earth. And until he can walk through people, that he can use them as representative, God will be so limited. Why do you think the devil is looking for men? Why do you think God is looking for men? All of them are looking for witness. Those that can attest to the fact that they are alive. God is alive, but he's living in me. Is God living inside of you? Where is the devil? Have you ever seen the devil before? No. But we have seen his witness. We have seen his agents. We have seen his ambassadors. We have seen his legislators. We have seen his ministers. We have seen his apostles. There are men and women that are carriers of the entity, the deity called the devil. But there are men and women that are carriers of the supreme one. And all of us are living realities, living entities that represent and give credence to a personality beyond time. The strength of everyone's life is that something superior than him possessed him, occupied him, then he represents him. When was the last time you talk by the enablement of the spirit? Everything you say comes from your mind. When will you begin to speak from your spirit? If you have never been given access, that out of your belly flow rivers of living waters, that out of your belly flow prophecy, my friends, it means that something is hindering your access to divine realities. How do you think God will walk on the earth? How? When was the last time God came down on the earth and walked on this earth? You will never see. But you see, men are envoys of God. Men are emissaries of God. And if God cannot find men and women that are his envoys, that are his emissaries, God is handicapped. And you see, he's not just supposed to remain inside church. No. In fact, the real work happens outside of church. The problem why the church is a very good place, God can come in the church. But how many of you can you gather in your school, in your classroom, and begin to sing and begin to chant, and God can come? The reason why you don't see your classroom as a place where God can come is because you have not yet become a living witness. Because a living witness moves with its own civilization. And one of the first attacks of the devil upon a living witness is his culture. Because what makes you a witness is the culture. Look at the book of Acts. Acts 1:8. The Bible says, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be what? Witness unto me, both in what? Jerusalem, and in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the utmost part of the earth. He He was trying to let them understand that the reason why he felt need to even give them anything is because he wanted them to represent him. It's not because he just liked them. No, it's because God needs a voice. God needs to talk on the earth. God needs to be heard on the earth. But how can God be heard on the earth until someone utter a word? And it will be said that an angel spoke. It will be said that an immortal spoke. If any time you hear God speak on this earth, it's because somebody positioned himself enough to hear him. Because God does not speak anyhow. God does many things without asking us. But if you want to hear and understand, he speaks only to witness, people that can be able to comprehend and understand. But these people can only be able to do that when they have received his power. Why does he have to give them his power? It is because the speakings of God can only be understood by the infrastructure of the power of God. A man that does not have power within him can never be able to hear God. The Bible says God can do mightily, exceedingly, abundantly, above what you can think and imagine, according to his power at working within you. When you see God work in a man's life and the man become an emissary, an envoy of God, it's because there is something in his inside that grants that advantage. It doesn't matter how old you are. When God possesses you, a spirit does not have an age. No spirit has age. Every spirit is ancient. When a spirit possesses you, what happens is that you are engineered to become a young ancient. And when you become a young ancient, suddenly you have the capacity to be able to contain God. And Jesus said, it is my desire that when my power come upon you, you can become my witness. Who is a witness? A witness is one who testifies. Anytime you stand to testify for or against, you are a witness. A witness is one who gives attestation to a fact, to a truth. A witness is one that has a concrete evidence that cannot be argued. How can you speak about a God that you do not know? You are not a witness. Every time you peradventure go to court to go and defend somebody, and yet again you don't have evidential proof, just know that you'll be the one that will be jailed. It's the same thing trying to speak about God and you don't know him. That is why the sons of Sceva were beaten by those demons. Why? They were not witness although they are Christians. Go and find out who is Sceva. Sceva is a righteous man. His sons do not understand that it's not just good enough to have a Christian name. Do you know Jesus Christ never called his disciples Christians? The word Christian came from Antioch, right? It was a name that was given to them by unbelievers. He said, these ones look like Christ. They act like Christ. But they are actually supposed to become the Christ. But why are they saying they are looking like? That means they were not the Christ. For them to become the Christ, they must become witness. A believer is anybody that believes anything. You can believe that this phone is your God. You can believe that this handkerchief is your God. You are a believer. A Christian is anybody that believes in Christ. But a living witness is someone that has come into the reality of the Christ, the evidential working of the reality of Christ. Now he is possessed by the Holy Spirit and his life is engineered by another energy. That is when he cannot be able to bear witness. Because you cannot bear witness until you are a witness yourself. A witness is not a word. A witness is a personality. Anytime they say, where is the witness? They are not talking about a word. They are talking about a person that represents the truth. A person that defines any argument. You lied. You didn't do it. You didn't do it. Until somebody come with a recording, full recording, that exactly when you were stealing the money from the bank. And they are pausing it to let you understand every minute and every second. Suddenly you keep quiet. How many of you have been lying before and they just brought an evidence, and you don't know they lie to lie again. I was in that situation before. I didn't do it. Why are you people judging me like that? All this kind of life, all this kind of assumption. And they say, oh, you are talking too much. Come, whose face is this one? Is this one you? I say, okay. Sorry. Witness end every argument. And so long as there is not a witness, you don't have a case. When you go to court and you don't have a witness, don't even go, because you're already wrong. The system of justice does not understand a beg. No, it understands witness. It's the same way in this kingdom. Devil don't care to know you are the son of God. You must witness. If you don't witness, he will still ask you, are you really the son of God? And when a man has not come into that reality where he is asked the question, he'll be afraid. When they will ask Jesus, they say, are you the one who is to come, or should we expect another? What they are asking, are you a witness enough? He said, come. He went and opened the blind eye. That was like one of the first time that Jesus Christ went intentionally to open blind eye to heal the sick. Because many more times Jesus Christ will be passing, a blind man will say, heal me, a sick man. But when John the Baptist asked and questioned the credibility of Jesus, Jesus Christ said, please follow me. Where are the blind eye? Blind eye open. Lame walk. Cripple walk. He said, go and tell John what you see. John does not need argument again, because there is a witness. If today they gather pastors and they say, you have been preaching about healing for the past 10 years, this person is sick, heal him, you will see pastors like will begin to shake like this. If today they gather all of us, they put gun in our head, they say, deny Jesus or you die, you will be shocked how many reverend, how many apostles, how many prophets will say, my name is Muhammad, my name is Abubakar. Why? Because you don't know Jesus. A witness is willing to die. And until you are willing to die, you are not a witness. And any man that is still afraid of his life will lose it. Jesus Christ said, whosoever that want to gain his life in this kingdom is to lose it. See, nobody know about, is it Deborah? Deborah who? That lady that died. Deborah. Nobody know about her. But the day she died, it doesn't matter whether she died for Jesus or died for her foolishness, but she died as one that was a witness. And everybody know her. My friends, there is a price to pay to be popular. One of that price is, are you willing to die? When Jesus Christ was with his apostles, Peter, James, the sons of Zebedee, right? Peter and who? You know James? Their mother came and met Jesus. Say, please grant that one of my sons will sit here, the other one will sit here. So all the other apostles are useless. And you would think it's the mother that think about this. No, it's not the mother. All of them agree together. Just that the mother was the one that had the stature to come and meet Jesus and say, my son, I know you like this, my two children. In this your new kingdom, let one sit here, let the other one sit here, let the other apostles be at the back. Jesus Christ look at her, he say, you, this thing you ask is very hard. But the problem is, can they truly drink of the cup of the suffering? Can they truly partake of the pain? And do you know what? They foolishly say what? You see, the problem of this kingdom is, when you begin this journey speaking in tongues, nobody tell you that the devil may touch your GP sometimes. But he will come. Because part of the requirement, part of the dealings is that sometimes God will allow your GP, they will touch your result. So everybody that is not speaking in tongues, we have A, and they will now give you C. Or maybe they will give you F. And God, you like, I'm praying like this. Why now? What God wants to do with you is, you see, in the next 5 years, the people that may have AAA, we may not even know where they exist. Some of them may be dead by now. How many people have died within the last Shekinah till now? Why are you not part of them? When you put life and death, everybody is willing to give up anything. You don't know that your prayer, your representing Jesus, has added more life to your days. And so long as you have more life, you are more richer than the richest person. Because the richest person cannot buy his life. They say yes. But immediately when they say yes, what they didn't understand was that Jesus Christ meant what he was saying. And in the day when the cup came first, it was James that the key. Suddenly they carried James. When they took James, Shebi say, when they carry him, they put his neck and they cut it, and the neck went out. That is what it means to sit on the right side and on the left side. When they cut the neck of James, many people think that he just died like that. No, he became a martyr. And in the ranking in the spirit, martyrs are rewarded first. First. When they took James' neck, God did not intervene. It was because he decided to partake of it. It was the cup of death. And John partake of the cup of suffering. The sons of Zebedee, how many are they? Are they not three? When the mother were talking to, the other one said, I don't want. So when John the beloved, when the cup of suffering came, they began to persecute them. They carried John the beloved and put him inside water. They tied stone upon his neck and put him inside water. For 3 days, he drank water. His stomach became very big. And God ensured that the water came out again. He stayed inside water. And you see, biology was altered. I know you read biology, but it's a waste of time. It was altered. Because that one was not written in module 1, module 2. Suddenly, how can a person that is a mammalian live like a reptile? I believe like a what? An amphibian. And suddenly John began to, gills appeared, and he began to breathe like a fish, and he remained inside water for 3 days. What was he eating? It was because he said yes. It was painful, but it was part of what he has to suffer. And they took him out again, and they said, you will not die. They fry oil. You know, we are from Zaria. I used to eat awara. One day I was passing, I went to buy awara. Somebody said, Apostle, you are eating awara. I said, I have been eating awara before the anointing came. Since the anointing came, Jesus Christ did not say I should stop eating awara. Thank God you are not my God. I will eat awara, I will eat masara. Who are you? The Bible said Jesus Christ was passing through a corn farm, and they plucked corn they were eating. Don't you read your Bible? So those awara people, they used to make the oil fry very well, and they will put the awara inside. That was how they carried John, and they put him inside oil. John became like awara. As they were turning, he laughed at them. They turn again. They don't know what to do with him. They saw a man that cannot die. They saw a man that refused to die. Because when they kill everybody, this one cannot be killed. What he say? Yes, I want to be a living witness. And suddenly, according to church history, they tie him with rope in his hand, and they drag him from where he was in Jerusalem to the island of Patmos. Island of Patmos is a desert place where you are supposed to go there and live with wild animals, no food, no water. So even if you don't want to die, you will die by starving. There is one law that I know, that anything you starve will die naturally. Anything. And they almost succeeded with John. Because when they banish him to the island of Patmos, when they tie him, they use an animal, they drag him. His head did not break. His leg did not break. Nothing happened to his body. He was just jumping like a stone until he reached the island of Patmos. They say, stupid boy, stay here. But when John was suffering, he said, I want to be a living witness. When he was suffering and he was about to die, just when he was suffering, and suddenly when his eyes was about to close, the book of Revelation opened. He said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and I saw. Hey, we thought the Bible has finished, but there was someone that is a living witness. And because all the other apostles never want to suffer, they want to reign with Jesus. That is good. But there are men that want to partake of another dimension beyond time. And somebody went and borrowed a book. A book that was not part of the New Testament. It was a testament to come. Till today, you cannot fully explain the New Testament. The book of Revelation is not a book in this time. It's a book in a world to come. But somebody went through a suffering as a living witness, and he brought that reality. Say, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and I saw. Mind you, what he saw was the revelation of Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ came and lived, and yet again could not see that revelation himself. But a man worked so much, went through pain, went through persecution, able to reveal who Jesus is. And he began to reveal to us that there is another dimension, and there are scrolls and books, and there are still millennia to come. And he spoke to us about a new heaven. And let me tell you, that man still refused to die. Because when he was done, he wrote those books to angels. And angels took those books back to those churches. Angels appear in churches and knock. Say, who are you? Say, I am Angel Gabriel. I brought you a letter from John the Beloved. Say, we thought he is dead. No! He's a living witness. He liveth. He was one among that when Jesus Christ said, whosoever believe in me, he shall never die. He chose to believe. Jesus Christ said, I am the resurrection, I am the life. He that believe in me, although he is dead, he will live. But he that liveth and believe in me will never die. There is a realm of life that you can be so anchored upon that even when they want to kill you, you cannot die. I'm telling you, don't just be a normal Christian. Don't just be a pastor. Be a man and a woman that carry the fiber of the Zoe life. That anytime you approach anything that is dead, it can give life. The Bible said the first Adam was a living soul. But the second Adam became a life-giving spirit. That is a living witness. Because a witness comes to speak about life and communicate life. Peradventure, you are already tagged for dead. According to the justice system, they said they will kill you tomorrow. And suddenly somebody appeared and said, no, live again. That person has given you life. He has become a life-giving spirit. And that is what God intends of you and I. That we can be in a territory. Yet again, I am in Lafayette. And people used to die. But now I am administering life unto you. And if you can believe the word of this life, you will live again. And Jesus Christ speak unto them. He said, as I am speaking unto you, immortal life is communicated. Eternal life is communicated. It's left for you to believe it. If you don't believe it, you will die like a chicken. It is the goal of God that you and I become a life-giving spirit. But you can never be able to become that until you understand what I refer to as the dimensions of a living witness. Because a living witness is actually one who has been attested, one who has been accredited, one who has been approved, one who has been authorized by God. And he has been given the resources of heaven on the earth. He is like an ambassador. No ambassador of any nation is stranded in another nation. The ambassador of the United States of America, he's in Nigeria. He doesn't spend naira, he spends dollar. The embassy of America, you cannot tell them to obey the rule of Nigeria. No. When you enter the territory of the embassy of United States of America in Abuja, they obey the rules and regulation of America. They don't care about Nigeria. They are in Nigeria, yet again, they are not felt by the infirmities of Nigerians. And if you try to kill one of them, the whole of US will come against you. Why? Because they are in this territory representing the United States of America. That is what we must understand, that as a living witness, we are on this earth to represent another civilization. So Jesus Christ looked at Pilate. He said, nobody has the power to kill me. I lay my life out. I lay it down. You cannot kill a living witness. No. When we are done, we give up the ghost. The day you hear that I'm dead, I'm not dead. I'm assuring you. I will come back again. I will appear to you in your dreams. I will appear to your children's children. I will appear. And in the day you need somebody to stand by you and fight, I will be there to war with you. Do you know how many times I have seen the cloud of witnesses? What did they call them, cloud of witnesses? It is because they die, yet again they speak. Many years, Watchman, he will never allow me to sleep. Every night he appeared to me, D.L. Moody, and all of these people. Let me understand that what they did on the earth that was not completed. And until I continue at the carnival level, the books of the witness, the Bible speaking about the archives of faith, and he went back to try to let us understand that there are men who through faith, they conquer territories, they raise the dead, they cast out demons, but there are others who by their faith, and through their faith, they endure cruel mockery, they endure persecution, they went through trials, and they died. And these ones, this earth is not worthy to mention their names. And the Bible said, they without us are not being made perfect. The reason why you are called to represent God today is by adventure, because your mother prayed for you, your uncle prayed for you, your father prayed for you, and although they died, yet again you must live. In the days where they kill more Christians in Kano, more believers rise. You and I are living witness, but we cannot witness to this truth until we understand that we are envoys. The day an ambassador of China begin to behave like a Nigerian, he has lost it. And the Bible says, we are not of this earth. Here we are here. Do you realize that one of the things that happened to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was simple? One of the goals of the kingdom of Babylon is just to take away the culture of Babylon from those guys. That's all. I told you, a living witness, his strength is his culture. When you cannot take away his culture, he is still who he is. If you are a Kolo lady and they give birth to you in India, you will not speak Kolo, you will speak India. If you are a Plateau person and they give birth to you in France, is it France? You will speak French. Because colonization is real. You must understand that kingdom seeks to colonize us. And if God did not colonize it first, something will colonize it. You cannot be neutral. And that is the reason why when Babylon pick all the nobles of Israel, they carry all their kings and all their princes, and they brought them to Babylon. What did they do? First of all, they changed their meal. Then they changed their culture of prayer. Everybody that they went with agreed with the idea. Except a few boys. They said, we will not bow. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and Daniel say it's a lie. We cannot defile ourselves. We have a concentration. We came here with a culture. We are living witness. We are in Babylon. Yet again, we are ambassadors. I know you don't have the embassy of Israel in Babylon, but we came here as an embassy. And as a result of that, we submit to the government of the King of Heaven. And they say, oh King, we will not bow. And these men created an embassy in Babylon. And every night they wake up and they pray to the God of Heaven. They refused to eat of the king's bread. Everybody went and he was eating with the king. This man said no. Why? It was because they know that if they take away their culture, they will take away their tradition. And when they take away their tradition, they will cease from becoming living witness, because their consecration will be lost. because the strength upon which they were living witness was the concentration that was upon them. And so long Shadrach and Abednego and Daniel can be praying in Babylon, can be serving the God of heaven in Babylon, they may be in Babylon, but they are still Jews. But this is the same thing that is going on the earth now. Just because you went to America, now you too, you say, actually the Bible, God created Adam and Steve, and now you tell your father that, daddy, I'm gay, mommy, I'm a lesbian. You have lost a cup. There are so many of you that just not even, you even went abroad. You were here in Tudamba in Lafia, and suddenly you went to Lagos, University of Lagos, UNILAC. As you enter UNILAC, you forgot that you were a lady that came from your village, and you forget all the moral culture that they put upon you. In your house, nobody mentioned party, but now you are the happening lady in party. It's because you have lost a culture. You are no longer a living witness, because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were in Babylon, and they finally served the God of heaven in Babylon. I learned, what's the name of this guy? I thought we were done with Naramali. We went to J-Boy. After J-Boy, now we are with Kiss Daniel. My brother, you can't, I flew, I cannot sleep. Kiss Daniel everywhere, Kiss Daniel. What's that song again? Eh? You said, I don't get a lot, he don't hold. Minister, these people here cannot know. What's that Kiss Daniel new song? Kiss Daniel say, he want to do the video of the song. He say he's looking for somebody that can mum the song and dance it well. Even choir ladies, even pastors, children, they are trying to sing that Kiss Daniel song, and they are tagging Kiss Daniel so that they can be feature in a Canaan song. If Kiss Daniel call you today that he want to feature you, come and sing song with him, will you go? But you can make like 30 million from the song. I'm not sure you will remain here. It's a system that is trying to colonize us. They are trying to take away our ability to become living witness, so that Jesus Christ cannot have a voice on the earth. Suddenly you go to the musical setup. They said, you want to sing a song? Yes, but don't put Jesus. No Jesus, no God. Say God, God. Say, oh God, yeah, God. You are gone. You don't belong to us. Babylon has swallowed you. Somebody say, I know they drink alcohol, but if they buy them for me for free, I go drink. You are gone. You are gone. Say, me, I know they sleep around, but body not be firewood. After like 2 months, 3 months, you go offload. Say, you know they offload? You are gone. You are gone. You must be able to dedicate yourself and say, me, I will not bend my knees to the ground. When other people gather together and say, this is naked party, this is masturbation night, this is, they do all kinds of things these days. Pornographic night, masturbation night. When will we do prayer night? Prayer. We have lost our culture. I have always said, it will not shock you and surprise you, Catherine Kuhlman died many years ago. Till today, the man too is looking for who he can feed. Every lady is Catherine Kuhlman now. One lady disturbed us on campus that Catherine Kuhlman appeared to her every day. I say, stop saying this thing, because in the next 5 years, I'm not sure you will survive. Because if the challenges you went through come to you, the way I'm looking at you like this, you can't survive it. Because there was a boy, she was not willing to give up the boy. And Catherine Kuhlman actually gave up a boy. Because that you have the mantle of Catherine Kuhlman, it means that you may actually be connected to a wrong boyfriend. Because she was connected to a wrong boyfriend too. In fact, you may be married the wrong man. And in the day of the honeymoon, that was the day she said, no, I choose the glory of God instead of the honey of man. So you see, the glory that remained upon her came from that pain. That no honeymoon, no boyfriend, no husband. But you have five boyfriends, five. How can the man to enter? He can't enter. Because the culture is not there. The clothes no go size you. Many of you, Babalola have died long time ago. I flew into, you see, Ibadan. They took me to CAC churches. I went, I cannot see the trace of the grace of Babalola. Because the people that brought me, in the early in the morning, they wake me up with food. In the afternoon, another food. In the night, another food. I said, I thought Babalola was a man of the mountain. And he prayed. Where is the mountain? Where is the prayer here? The culture is gone. When was the last time you missed breakfast? Breakfast. That you wake up, that akamu and bread. Abi akamu and gose. Can you just say, no? My life cannot remain like that. And just say, let me take away that one. I was teaching one of those young ladies. I said, okay, stop. Eat food for 1 hour. After 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. Do you know where we stop? We stop at 10 o'clock. She cannot fast beyond 10 o'clock. From morning to 10 o'clock. And this is somebody that says, I want the mantle of Benihi. I want Catherine Kuma mantle. I want Babalola mantle. You can't pray for just 2 hours and you say Babalola mantle. You are very far. Very far. Because the mantle is looking for the criteria that can fit it. It's not by talking it. And you see, that you saw the revelation. I don't doubt it. But you see, dreams and vision don't fulfill themselves. Men rise up to fulfill them. It doesn't matter what God show you. If you don't wake up, it will remain like that. God, show me this. One of my friends, every day he has a dream. If Joseph remained with a dream, only a dream, you know they go anywhere. Dreams have to become reality. Unfulfilled dreams bring frustration. Too much prophecy upon your head brings you to paralysis. Because it will bring you to analysis. Too much analysis brings paralysis. Because when too much prophecy choke, you don't go know which one be which. I don't intend to digress. How do you become a living witness? The Bible speaks in the book of 1 John 5. If you go and read the book of 1 John from 5, it spoke about who is he. Go and read the entire book of 1 John chapter 5. He speaks about the witness of the heaven and the witness of the earth. Right? Witness. This is the mystery. The Bible says there are three that bear witness in heaven. Go and read the whole book of 1 John chapter 5, please. There are three that bear witness in heaven. He said what? The Father, the Word, and what? The Holy Spirit. He said there are three that bear witness on the earth. The water, the blood, and the Spirit. He said the ones that bear witness in heaven, all of them are what? One. But the ones that bear witness on the earth, all of them agree as one. He now said, but it is the Spirit that is truth, because it's the Spirit that is reality. It then means that for a man to become a living witness, he must align to all the witness of the earth and the witness of the heaven. Because the witness of the heavens gives you relevance in heaven, but the witness of the earth gives you relevance on the earth. Give me a lesson, I'm saying. Jesus Christ was all God, but the Bible says he came as the Word of God became what? Flesh. Later on, the Father approved of him. Later on, the Spirit came upon him again. Is that not true? The witness of the heaven, all of them came upon him. He came as the Word. The Father approved of him. This is my beloved Son, upon whom I am well pleased. Right? Then, the Spirit came upon him and remained. But mind you, he was born of what? Water. He was born of what? Blood. And also he has a spirit. The witness of the earth, spirit there, is not the Holy Spirit. It's actually the spirit of a man. Because every human being, whether you are Babala or whether you don't have the Holy Ghost, you have a spirit. And that spirit is new man. The difference between the Holy Spirit and the other one is Hagios Pneuma. The other one is a consecrated, holy, separated spirit. But this one is a spirit that is not consecrated, it's not holy. So, that what is called spirit with capital letter S, that one is your recreated human spirit. So, when a man is born again, the Holy Spirit tabernacle in his human spirit and make his spirit to become recreated spirit. Are you know what I'm saying? So, for a man to become a living witness, the Father must approve of him. The Son must approve of him. And the Holy Spirit must tabernacle upon him. Then, he must go through the witness of the water, the witness of the blood, and the witness of the Spirit. And that is why Jesus Christ came for baptism. He said, let us do this so that we can fulfill all righteousness. There are so many of you that are not baptized with water. I agree. Even me, I refuse to be baptized. I just got baptized just some time ago. But what I'm trying to let you understand, do it to fulfill all righteousness. Because the circumcision the Bible talks about is that of the heart. It has nothing to do with the physical. But if you can, just do it to fulfill all righteousness. Because sometimes some of these things just mirror something. If Jesus Christ did not come for that baptismal service, do you know that that Holy Spirit will not descend upon him? Because the Holy Ghost knew that he was the Son of God, but he never came upon him until he was baptized in water. So there must be a witness that must approve of him before that spirit can come upon. It's the same way that when you come upon those witnesses legally, another dimension is added unto you. For a man to become a living witness, he must subscribe to the witness of the heavens and the witness of the earth. You must know the mystery that governs God the Father. You must know the mystery that governs God the Son. You must know the mystery that governs God the Spirit. I preach that as Shekinah, the revelation of God. Then you must understand the mystery of waters, the mystery of blood, and the mystery of the realm of the Spirit. The reason why many believers are born again today, yet again, they are under all kinds of marine manipulation, blood covenant manipulation, is because they don't understand the mystery of the blood. They don't understand the mystery of water. They don't understand the mystery of spirit. How can you manipulate me with blood when I understand that I'm already taking the blood of Jesus every day? I have been drinking blood since the blood of Jesus. I have been inside water since the water of the Holy Ghost. I have been possessed by a spirit since the Holy Spirit. You understand the devil mimic everything. So if you don't understand this, you will think that your life is just a joke on the earth. Lastly, around the mystery of the living of that, then how does a man bear testament as a living witness? The book of 1 John chapter 1 verse 1. There has never been a better witness than John the Baptist, and I've already that John the Beloved, right? And I've already established that for you, that the reason why John the Beloved become the better witness, right? The Bible speaking said, 1 John 1 from 1. The Bible said, that which was from the beginning, right? Which we have what? Heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon with our and our hands have handled of the word of life. See, for this life was manifest, and we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you eternal life, which was from the Father and it manifested through us. For you to become a living witness, the first criteria is what? That you have what? That which we have heard. Many of you have heard so much about God. It's okay. It's number one level of witness. But you don't just remain with what you have heard. A living witness, a witness is not just somebody that have heard something. You cannot come to court and say, I am a witness. They say, narrate the story. Say, I heard that Esla said they will throw you in jail. that which we have heard. Well, rain is falling. Don't worry, we'll be fine. That which we have heard, that which we have seen with our witness is what, not just that, but someone that also what? See. Have you seen the word of life? You wait for that to say that which we have also what? Which we have looked upon and which our hands have what? Handled. Many of you move with them, say they say. They say this one, they say that one. No. You must hear it. You must be able to see it. You must handle it. You must be able to look upon it for you to become a living witness. It's the same way about the dealings of God. Many of us heard about Him. Many of us see God, but we have not truly encountered Him. Many of us have encountered God, but we cannot sustain and maintain that encounter. How can you speak about Him? No. For you to become a living witness, you must have seen God. You must have heard about Him. You must have encountered Him. You must have come to a point where you have handled Him. And after you have done that, the last thing you must understand, that what was talking about was that they bear record of what? The word of life. And this word of life, they spoke about, speaking about Christ as light. They say we bear record that God is light, because that was the testimony that they came to bear record. They bear record to testify that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness. It then means that there is the realm of darkness and there is the realm of light. And you and I are supposed to be the witness of light and not the witness of darkness. That are bear record to the witness of darkness. But we are to bear record to the witness of light. But do you know what light is? Because light is a personality too. The Bible speaking in the book of Genesis chapter 1. He said, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. That the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the earth. And God said what? Let there be light. That light introduced was Christ Jesus. The same way in the book of John chapter 1, the Bible speak about, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He speak about one that came to bear record and bear witness of a light and a life. So when they speak about the witness of God, they are speaking about life and light. And you and I come to bear witness to life and light. And when you are bearing witness to life and light, you are bearing witness to the Christ Jesus. But by the time for you to bear witness to Christ, it then means you must know the Christ, you must see the Christ, you must handle the Christ. One of the only ways that can be achieved is when the dimension of Christ is walk inside of you. How? By you understanding the revelation of who Christ is. Christ is totally, Christ was revealed in the book of John. But Christ was also revealed in the book of Revelation. Because the true revelation of who Christ is was the seed that was unlocked in the book of Revelation, when John was trying to let them understand his dimensions. He speaks about the living creatures. That Christ as a personality has dimensions, are given expression as living creatures. And do you understand? It took me time until I had an encounter. One day I was in my room. I was not sleeping. I was waiting on the Lord for many days. And suddenly, that was the first time I was seeing the living creatures came to me. I was heavily fasting and praying. And suddenly, it was like the roof disappeared. And it was as though the house was taken to another location. What happened is that the place began to vibrate. And you see, the atmosphere of encounter is always different. You will know. You just know that something visited you. Something is coming. And I just sense that an angel is tearing up the pool, because the Lord is a king. Anytime a king is coming, there are entourage that announce him. And while I sense those atmosphere, I know the Lord is coming. And I brace up myself. And I thought I could be able to handle it. And suddenly, I saw like splashes of light. And as though my door went open. And I saw two mighty angels. One appeared by my left, another appeared by my right. And as I stand in our way, suddenly as I was looking, and I saw with a speed like a rolling wheel, I saw something that moved like this. I saw something that came like with a face that was moving like a calf. And the face came like a calf. And it went by me as I was trying to demystify what is this. Suddenly I saw another face came again as an eagle. As I was trying to demystify what is this, I saw another face came again as a lion. And suddenly I fell as flat as dead. And I was still wondering. My eyes was closed, yet again I was seeing. And I was not sleeping or dreaming, no. And as they covered within themselves, I saw them open themselves into three dimensions. Foo, foo, foo. And I saw the Son of Man walk out from among them. And he appeared towards me. And he stretched forth his hand towards me. And he breathed life unto me. And I stood upon my feet. And he said, Philip Cephas, stand. Let me speak unto you. He began to speak unto me things in keeping to my life. And what he intended to do with me. And he said, I have come to give you the ark of the nation. I have come to bring you to a realm of power and authority. He said, I have come to add unto you another level, another measure. He said, today is the day of atonement. I have come to atonement. He said, these angels that I see that stand by me, they have come to number men that will bear relevance upon the face of the earth for the span of 10 years. Then another numbering will come again. He said, we have come to number you. He said, I will add unto you 5 personal angels. And that was when he added unto me the sky blue angel. He said, this will be the angel of the constellation. This angel will be able to understand the ordinances of the constellations. And they will guard your cause. He added unto me the red angel. He said, this will be the angels of impartation. The angels of light and fire. He added unto me the white angels. He said, this will be the angels of the presence. He said, these angels of the presence, they will carry a dimension of my presence with you. He said, you may not know how to sing songs, but you will have access to the songs seen from the presence. And by you utter them, an atmosphere will come to the earth. Then he said, I will add unto you two more light angels. He said, these light angels will be the angels of power. They are going to help you to pray. He said, while Jesus Christ was praying, angels were there to strengthen him. He said, I will add unto you the light angels that will enable you in the place of prayer. Immediately after he did that, he said, I will add unto you the realms of the seraphims and the realms of the cherubims, that you can be a carrier of my holiness and of my glory. He said, today we have come to share a glory with you. You will be a partaker of this. And through the voice that resounds from among you, nations will hear another glory. Nations will hear another presence. And the utterance was strengthened. And as I'm speaking to you right now, your heart may burn, because there are spirits that sit upon the utterances far beyond my age, and they breathe it upon it. It comes from the realm of an encounter. And immediately, when those dimensions came, as I'm speaking this, I'm feeling anointing upon my hand. He told me something. He said, Philip Cephas, you belong to me. I said, what does that mean? He said, I have come to help you. A man I help is always better than a man that help himself. He said, look upon the face of the earth. Everyone that has ever walked with me is someone I decided to help. They are not qualified. I just choose to help them. I said, how can you help me? He said, if you can pray, I will help you. I said, okay, no problem. I rise up, I began to pray. He said, I will come for you again. I will come for you again. But you must understand that you belong unto me. It doesn't matter what the devil does in my life. He said, I should reckon that a lie. He said, let everybody be lie in my life. Even me, I should be a liar. He said, let only him be truth. It was not long enough. While he was done talking, he stretched forth his hand towards me. I saw light and fire. It enters into me. And I saw my body begin to radiate with glory. I went up on the sky and I disintegrated. And I became like bubbles of light all across the nations. He said, I will send you to the nations. I will send your voice to the nations. He said, I will give your voice sounds in the nations. He said, it doesn't matter who like you. Doesn't matter who doesn't like you. He said, your voice will be your identity. And he said, when you call, I will answer. You can never become a living witness until the Lord give you a voice that the nation can hear. And immediately, he said, there are dimensions of the living creatures. He said, these creatures I see here with me, he said, all of them are dimensions of himself. He said, he rode upon the wings of the cherubims. Yes, but he said, the dimension of the calf, the dimensions of the lion, the dimensions of the eagle, the dimensions of the lamb, all I have himself. He said there are diverse dimensions of himself. He said this dimension must be work upon a man. He said, Philip, you need the dimension of a lion. You must behave like a lion. He said, you don't need to be afraid. Lions are not afraid. The dimensions of the living creatures as lions are those that are not afraid. He said, you don't need to be afraid. I am with you as a lion of the tribe of Judah, and I will always prevail for you. He came again. He said, there is a dimension of the eagle. He said, eagle are meant to fly. He said, you will not remain on the ground, you will soar. He said, I will give unto you wings to fly, Philip Cephas. I will advance you by the shores of the Spirit. I will give your voice to the nations. I will herald it to the nations. He said, I will give you wings for you to fly. It doesn't matter the storm of life. Even if I choose to backslide, God come for me again. Why? Because the dimension of the eagle is supposed to navigate all situations. He said, I will give you the dimension of the ox. The dimension of the ox to be able to bear the burden of others. To be able to bear burden. It doesn't matter how tired I am. Early in the morning, I'll be leaving to Zaria. Early in the morning, tomorrow. I have a meeting with Dr. Akpami Church in Zaria. Early in the morning, I'm there. I will not die on the road. You don't need to worry. I will not crash. No. My body will not be given to death. When I'm done, I will lay down my life. Why? Because there's a dimension of the ox. You don't pity the ox. The ox is meant to carry burden. It's meant to carry load. You don't pity him. No. On his lies the head that wear the crown. For you to become a living witness, you must be able to carry the burden of others. You must be able to cry for others. He said, I will give you the grace to bear the burden of others. He said, yet again, I will walk upon you another dimension of the living creatures. It's the dimension of the lamb. You must be meek. You must be king. You must be simple. You must be humbled. Jesus Christ was the lion of the tribe of Judah. He was the lamb that was slain. He was the eagle. He was also the ox. You must be able to understand. You must be a living witness. You must bear the dimension of the Christ. He said, you must be humble, O Philip Cephas. For I resist proud men. I give grace to humble men. He said, so long as you can be a humble man, yet again a lion, I will be able to lift you up. It doesn't matter how I may look humble. I may look simple. The kingdom of darkness know that there is a voice behind the humility. You must be able to understand that being simple should not be insulted. Jesus Christ was simple. They spoke against him. They said all kinds of things. That is the danger. But God will always lift a humble man and always resist a proud man. It's part of the dimension of a witness. Every living witness must be simple. You must be humble. A revival is coming. A revival of love. A revival of power. A revival of humility. A revival of humbleness. A revival of holiness. I'm tired of proud people. Proud men and women. God is the one that helped you. You became anointed. There is nothing special about it. Anybody can become anointed, my friends. If you are willing to pay the price, there is nothing special about me. There is nothing special about Itaosa. Nothing special. They are normal men. Babalola is a man like you. The only difference is that he pray. Bessie Itaosa is a man like you. The only difference is just that he pray. Babalola, everybody, Catherine Kuma is just a normal woman like you. The only difference was that God helped her and she pray. The same way, Elijah in scripture is a man like you. A man of like passion like you and I. But the Bible says he pray earnestly. He pray earnestly. If you can pray, my brothers, things will change. Prayer is a very big difference, my friends. Are you willing to become part of the living witness? Or you just want to live your life anyhow and die anyhow? No. I cannot just exist like that and go, no. When I'm going, the nations will know. When I'm going, the world must know. When we are living, they must know. Hush! Emmanuel. 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 Emmanuel.
Oh, The Lord is recruiting you. The Lord is not bringing you. Feelings that pass by you, that you help me tonight. Baba, we cry, we cry to you tonight. Oh, feelings that pass by you, that you help me tonight. Baba, we cry, can you anoint us tonight? Oh, Philip, I pass by you, that you help me tonight. Baba, we call you, we cry to you tonight. Oh, Philip, I pass by you, that you help me tonight. Jesus, we call you, we cry to you tonight. Baba, we call you. We cry to you tonight. Oh, Philip, I pass by you, that you help us tonight. Jesus, we cry. We cry to you tonight. Oh, Philip, I pass by you, that you help us tonight. Holy Spirit, we cry. We cry to you tonight. Oh, give me the past by you, that you have us tonight. Baba, we cry. We cry to you tonight. Oh, give me the past by you, that you have us tonight. Jesus, we cry. Can you wish for amen tonight? Oh, Philip, I pass by you, that you help me tonight. Jesus, we call you. Can you wish in passages tonight? Oh, Philip, I pass by you, that you help me tonight. Jesus, we call you. Can you raise watchmen tonight? Oh, Philip, I pass by you, that you help me tonight. Mamilene, mamune, mamilene, mamune, ibabane lebu. Ebe mamule, mamune, mamilene, mamune. Oh, my name is Let me hear you cry. Oh,
Spirit, an angel of the Lord is beginning to put power and strength upon people right now. At the count of three, like fire, like wind, 1, 2, 3, begin to take it right now, right now, right now, right now. From my left to my right, ushers, hold them, hold them. From my left to my right, angel of the Lord, touch them. I release fire like a wind, like a wind. Some of you, your hands are already burning. Your hands are already burning. I increase the fire right now. Right now, touch. Touch. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Hold that. Hold that. Hold it. Receive the fire. Receive the fire. You will not backslide. You will not backslide. You will not backslide. I shall oil put power upon you. I shall oil. I shall angel with a jar of oil. Right now, at the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Let the oil rest. Let it rest. Let it rest. Touch. Touch. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Somebody right now, I see your hand point. Yes, hold it, that guy, that guy. An angel stand by you. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Yes. I see a fire coming out from your inside. Coming out from your inside. I see like a flame. I see like a flame coming out from inside of people right now. Like a flame, like a flame, like a flame. Let the outpouring begin. Let the channels of your spirit be open right now. 1, 2, 3. Be open. Be open. Be open. Be open. I see there's someone here. Your ear has been opened right now. Your ear, hold that, hold that, hold that. Your ear has been opened. You are going to begin to hear. Hear in the spirit. Wow, wow. I see someone like a flame upon your head, like a hollow flame upon your head right now, right now. Hold that, hold that. Ushers, 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 ushers. It's like a flame, it's like a flame. Touch, touch, touch. Come, receive it. No fire, no fire, no fire. I'm not coming down from the stage here. I see an angel that walk with me, an angel of power moving through this side right in the name of Jesus. Angels of the Lord, begin to touch them from this side to the other side. I say numbering prophetic people, prophetic people. I open your eyes right now. Eyes be open. Hold them, hold them. I say an anointing for the prophetic, an anointing for the prophetic. At night, in the daytime, you will hear, you will hear, and you will speak. I give you utterance. Oh my God, I see a fire burning. The flame that burneth, the flame that burneth, the flame that burneth, the flame that burneth. Mightily, mightily, mightily. Carry the oil, carry the oil. I see an oil of the night. I see it coming upon a guy. I see it coming upon a guy heavily. A guy, an apostolic guy. Heavily, heavily. I see a heavy oil coming upon you. A heavy anointing. 1, 2, 3. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Hold it. Oh my God. Oh my God. Hold it. Hold it. A heavy apostolic grace. Let him not break their head. Mightily. I see someone here. I see someone here. I see angels of power. Angels of power. I've seen the power of God before. As I stretch out my hand, I have to be steadfast. One with God. One with God. An envoy with God. An envoy with God. My name is Philip Cephas. I belong to God. At this moment, let the angels that walk with me, I provoke the realms of the cherubims. I provoke the realms of the seraphims. I provoke them. I provoke them. Upon each and every one, clothe them with power. Oh my God. I see a healing evangelist. A healing evangelist. I see someone, a mighty grace of healing is coming upon you now. You cannot stand it. At the count of 3, 1, 2, 3. Receive the grace. Hold on. Receive the grace. Healing grace. I activate you. I activate you. I call you higher. I call you higher. I call you higher. I call you higher. I elevate you. I see a promotion in the spirit. I see a promotion in the spirit. I see a promotion. A promotion in the spirit. A promotion in the spirit. I promote you. You have been remain. You have remained long in that realm. You have stayed long in that realm. I have come with anger in my spirit. I don't need any sound.
Another measure.
I see men limited. I see a spirit of limitation. I see a spirit of limitation. A spirit of bondage. A spirit of limitation. I don't need to lay hands on you. You don't know who I am. I don't need to lay hands on you. No. No. I say a spirit of limitation. As I stretch forth my hand, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, at the count of 3, let that yoke be broken. 1, 2, 3. Break. 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 You are delivered. I see someone being oppressed at night. Or just go to the back. I see someone being oppressed. I see that demonic spirit leaving you right now. Leaving you right now. I am Philip Cephas. I add my voice to your verse. You are in Shekinah. An encounter with God. God power. God wisdom. God love. I'm not here to waste your time. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom I am and in whom I stand, I release the fire of God. I release the power of God. Every demon that has followed you here, every demon that has followed you here, out of her, out of her, out of him now. Many of you have lost the grip of God. You have lost the grace of God. Lift up your hands. I see the Lord adding grace. Adding grace. Adding grace. At the count of 3. At the count of 3. Jesus Christ, I am one of yours. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I release the grace of God. I release the grace of God. All just hold them. I release the grace of God. I release the grace of God. At the count of 3. 1, 2, 3. Carry.
Yes, yes, the grace of God is upon you. The grace of God. I see the spirit of prayer, the spirit of prayer and supplication. I refuse it from backsliding. I refuse it from backsliding. At the count of three, let a heavy spirit of prayer and supplication rest on men. 1, 2, 3. Receive the grace. Receive the grace. Receive the grace. A heavy body. A body for prayer. A body for supplication.
Amen.
I see someone that is sick in your body. I see sickness in your body. Put your hand wherever you are sick. Down wherever you are sick. I see an angel of healing. An angel of healing. And wherever you are sick. Right now. Angel of the Lord. Touch them right now. Touch them right now. At the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Let that yoke be broken. Let that yoke be broken. Let that yoke be broken. Let the pain be gone. Let the pain be gone. I see few people here. You have been numbered among the living witness. You dream, you see yourself preaching the gospel. You see yourself casting out demons. You see yourself doing the work of God. Right now, there is a grace for you. In the name of Jesus, you will not backslide. I release that grace upon you. I dream, shout Jesus. At the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Shout Jesus. I release the grace. I release the grace. I release the grace. Become a living witness. I see the hand of God coming upon somebody in the congregation. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Heavily. 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 It's by my left. By my left. By my left. By my left. A heavy grace. They are numbering someone. They are numbering someone. They are numbering someone. They are numbering someone. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, hold up. They are numbering her. They are numbering her. I say grace, rest upon her. I say grace. I say grace. I say grace. I'm seeing someone by my right hand side. I say a heavy grace come upon you. A heavy grace come upon you. Well, I'm even seeing somebody in the middle row. This middle row. This middle row, heavy grace, right now, take it, take it, take it. It's an activation, yes, yes, mightily, 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 you cannot resist it. Person, locator, 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 is a mighty grace, she cannot resist it. I increase the fire, I increase, there's a call of God here, there's a call of God here, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, I put fire. I put flames. I put fire. I put flames. The cherubims of glory are here. Someone in the middle row. Someone in the middle row. Someone in the middle row. Your grace is small. Your grace is small. I am adding grace for you. The Lord said, add grace for this one. Someone in the middle row. Someone in the middle row. In the name of Jesus, as I stretch out my hand, as I stretch out my hand, let the grace of God. Let it rest like fire, like flame, from your head to your toe, from your head to your toe, from your head to your toe. Hold that, hold that, from your head to your toe. Let the fire burn. Yes, 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 yes. You will not backslide. You will not backslide. I see an angel that comes to enable you to enable you. Yes, locate the person. You are in Shekinah to encounter power. I'm not here to talk English. May my love for you never go cold. May this oil last to the end. May the extra oil be just enough for the journey even to the end. I will wait for my own. I will wait for my master. I will wait for my own. Is may my love for you never go cold. May this oil last to the end. Someone prayer. May the extra oil be just enough
for the journey even to the end. May my love you never go go. May this oil last me to the end. And may the extra oil be just enough for the journey even to the end. Jesus, Jesus, of David, look upon you. Look upon me. Jesus, Jesus, Son of David.
Remember,
as you are in Nigeria, with your men in this territory.
Come. I see the grace of God for you as you come. That lady on right, come, come, come. This lady, come, you.
As you choose your in this city, build your own in this
city. The lady at your back. We are done. If you are here, those other anointing still live there. We are going to pray for them. If you are here and you want the grace of God upon your life, you know somehow you are going to fail God on your own, rush to the front here. Let's empower you. We are done. Run as fast as possible. If you know somehow you want God to use you powerfully, powerfully. This is not English language. The Lord told me, move, activate people. I am tired of preaching. People are, oh yeah, they will preach. Yeah, they will preach. Kumoyi preach. Polynesia preach. I don't need to compete with my fathers, no. I need to activate you. It's not a one-man show. How long will I live on earth? I want so many men to do this thing. There is nothing special about this. Son of David, remember me, remember me. Make that a cry.
Jesus, Jesus,
thinking and spoken will not make you a big boy.
Remember me.
If you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, also join them. If you don't pray in tongues, join them. As we lay hands on you, the fire of God will come upon you. Ministers.
Remember
me. Come, pray for them. Be truth.
Jesus, 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 Son of David. Remember me.
Release an impartation upon them.
Remember me.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. Son of David, remember me.
You can hold the man like that. Young lady, I see the grace of God upon you. I release the grace of God. There is a call of God upon your life. I will not let die. In the name of Jesus, I am feeling suffers. I see the light in you. I give that light to boys. It will not be shut down for me. I coronate you. I number you among one that Jesus must use. In the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Carry the grace of God. Carry the grace of God. Carry the grace of God. The grace of God. Carry the grace of Jesus. Carry the grace of Jesus. I stay with you. I stay. I stay with you. I stay. Carry the grace of God. So my life. So my life. Yes.
I leave the nations for you.
Carry the grace of God.
So my life.
Carry the grace of Jesus.
So
I empower you by grace. I empower you by grace. I empower you by grace. If you are not through the Holy Ghost, open your mouth and pray in other tongues.
So
as our hands come upon you, the Holy Ghost come upon
so
you. As our hands come upon you, carry fire, carry fire, carry fire.
Carry fire.
So
carry fire. Carry the fire of God. Carry the fire of God. I activate it. I activate you. I activate you. Yes, yes, yes. Carry the anointing. 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 Let there be carnality that every work for the flesh. Hold up, hold up. Hold up. Yes, hold up. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, fire, fire. Fire, 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 fire. Carry the fire of Jesus. Carry the fire of Jesus. Carry the fire of Jesus.
So my life.
Carry the fire of Jesus. Carry the fire of Jesus. Watch out, watch out. More fire. Carry, carry, carry. Bring some more. Bring some more. Bring some more. More oil. More oil. More oil. Oh yeah.
So
receive it. You will not pass life. You will not pass life. You will not pass life. Carry it. Carry grace. Carry grace. Carry grace.
Infinity that's who you are. Forevermore.
Carry the grace of Jesus. You will not pass light. I strengthen you. I strengthen you by faith. I strengthen you by faith. Receive the grace of Jesus. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. Carry the grace of God. Carry it, carry it, carry it, carry it, carry it. I see fire here. I see fire here. I see fire here. I see fire here.
Now wait till you carry.
You must drink. You must drink.
Now wait till you breathe for me.
Take it. Take it.
Oh yeah.
Take it. Take it.
Holy Ghost, oh yeah.
Take it.
Now wait till you carry.
Hold up, hold up. Hold up. More praise. More fire. More fire. More fire. More fire.
Oh, yo, yo.
More fire.
Yo, yo.
More fire.
Holy Ghost, oh yo, yo.
More fire.
Now wait till you carry go.
Lord, strength to you.
Now wait till you be for us.
This is one of the most important time of this meeting. You can see the people under anointing there. If you are in the congregation or you are even under the anointing, and you know if Jesus Christ comes today, you are not going to go to heaven. Please rush and come here. If you know you are in this congregation and you are not born again, you know that you are born again, or you are born again and somehow you backslide. And you know that if Jesus Christ comes now, you will not go to heaven. Please run to the front right now. Don't be ashamed. Run to the front right now. Run, run, run. If you know you are here and you know if Jesus Christ comes today, today you are not going to heaven. Run to the front. Don't be afraid. The Lord strengthen you. Lift up your hands.
Been listening to Apostle Philip Cephas of Shekinah Network International, sent with a mandate to raise believers built up in prayer international faith. You can get our messages at www.philipcephas.com, and you can follow us online via our Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, and Twitter, all at Shekinah Network International. Remember, God loves you.